Okay, number four on the agenda is Kelly and Matthew Shelley. Amy, how are you?
Good, man, Amy.
Okay, if you state your name and address to the record, and I'm going to have the acting vice chairman swear you in.
Matthew Shelley, 179 Brewsterville Road.
Raise your right hand, Mr. Shelley, please. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth and best of your knowledge?
Yep.
Okay, and I'll just, before you get started, I'll note we received your email today.
Yes.
It had some attachments, and I've looked at all of those.
Okay.
And with that, why don't you go ahead and just tell us about your application?
Take a look at that. So it's an offer to pool and deck. We have been through a couple of different plans, and we settled on this one, given the, you know, where my septic is, where the leach fields are in our junction box, we determined this was the best place for it, given how close it is to the house, then we decided to put a deck around it, and then attach it to the existing deck, which is where the variance then.
And for anybody who may have missed the email today, it's got septic fields basically taking up all the rest of his backyard.
That is correct. That is correct. Yeah. We have looked into, like, digging those up and stuff like that, but it gets obviously very pricey.
And this is a semi-in-ground pool?
That is correct. It's a, yeah.
Kind of pool.
It's called a Grecian. It actually kind of looks like an in-ground pool, which is why we're putting it half in the ground. They come with like the steps, kind of trying to fake people out when they come over. It's got the steps like an in-ground pool. It's about, yeah.
What's the size of the pool?
Like 14 by 20, if I remember it correctly.
So you're looking for a variance on the...
My understanding, if I get it correctly, is that because I'm attaching it to the house, everything, it needs to be a little further away. So I'm looking for a variance on how close I can build it to my neighbors, which I should mention, my two direct neighbors, I have a great relationship with. They know what I want to do, and they have no issues with this.
They have pools too, right?
They do.
Can I answer your name, neighbor, for one second?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I know Joe well.
He's a good man.
Absolutely.
So my neighbors, the Cunninghams, have like evergreen trees already, and then I have a, don't know what type of tree is, but I do have a tree on the other side of my house that blocks the road, and so my neighbor, my other neighbor though, we're pretty talkative, we don't really mind not having privacy. There is a fence between our properties.
Take a moment and see if is there anyone in the audience that has any comments or questions on this application? Okay, take that as a no.
That's a very good question. You know, if this goes well tonight, my next call is my pool company tomorrow morning, and then it's all about timing. They kind of owe me one because the architect that built. They recommend it being an architect, so they kind of want. So hopeful that at least the pool goes in this summer, and then the deck next summer.
So it looks like you need a 4.5 foot variance on the north side, and the variance on the south side is basically what's existing currently from your house.
Correct.
So you're not encroaching on the south side at all, correct?
Yeah.
And then what's left is the total. members have any more questions? No? Are we okay voting on this? Let's see.
No.
Okay, so there is the point where I have to ask you, because there are only five of us present.
It's okay.
If you want to defer a vote the next month, or do you want us to go ahead?
No, we can vote tonight.
Okay, all right, thank you. We will do that. Before I close the public hearing, do you have any final comments?
Yeah, I just to reiterate again, this is the best place for it, and I promise I'm gonna make it look very, very nice, so the neighborhood looks great.
Okay, very good. Do you feel you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present your application? Okay, thank you. Okay, close the public hearing. And I will entertain any application anyone prepared to make. Actually, you know what, I'll make it. I will make a motion to grant an applicant we'll call it a 5-foot variance on the north side. A 9'3" variance on the south side. And a variance of, we'll make it an even 38 feet from the total side setback. I'm sorry, 39 feet from the total side setback. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you, Rod. I will address the criteria. Will an undesirable change be produced in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties to be created by the granted variance? No, I don't think that's the case. I think the applicant is doing something that is common in his neighborhood, putting a swimming pool. And he's really only encroaching just a few feet into that one setback on the north side. It's a minor encroachment. Whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than a variance. It absolutely cannot. He will have to get a variance no matter where he wants to put a pool, because his house is already pre-existing, non-conforming, and you would have to grant an approval, at least for that non-conforming south setback, and probably for the north too. Whether the request of variance is substantial, I would argue that since he's only encroaching on 5 feet into the one north setback and not changing the distance on the south setback, I would say that it is not substantial. Whether the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on environmental conditions in the neighborhood or district, there's been no evidence of any adverse environmental impact. Whether the alleged difficulty was self-created, I would say it is not self-created. It is created by the fact that the applicant's property is already pre-existing non-conforming. With that, we'll do a roll call vote. Andres, let's start with you.
I'm in favor.
Rod?
In favor.
John?
I'm in favor.
Greg?
In favor.
And I'm in favor as well. Variance is granted.
Thank you very much.
Would you mind handing that to the chairman?
Not at all.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. We got hit with a fee up in the pool with the supply chain issue. That already happened. So.
All right, don't lose that.
Thank you very much.
That's a building department. That's your block. That's your building department.